Thank you. Greetings, friends. Exodus chapter 8 and verse 22. Here the Lord, through Moses and Aaron, bringing the plagues upon the land of Egypt in order that the children of Israel may be liberated from their thraldom and set free to go into the land that the Lord was going to give to them. And he says, in the plague of the flies, God says, I will sever, in verse 22, I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were, in Egypt, that section of Egypt known as the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end, or to the purpose, or for the accomplishment of the result, that thou mayest know. That is, the people of Egypt, and especially the king of that day, Pharaoh, in order that thou mayest know that I am, the great I am again, I am the Lord, L-O-R-D, in the midst of the earth. In the midst of the earth. I am the Lord in the midst of the earth, and I will put a division between my people and thy people tomorrow, shall this sign be. Pharaoh asked that the other plagues be removed, certain ones, tomorrow. He wanted to wait for tomorrow. Many a person is waiting for tomorrow. Many a person says, when confronted with the gospel, and that they should be converted, they should be changed, they should know their sins forgiven, should be know the Savior as their own, make them theirs by their own simple trust in Him, they say tomorrow. They think, not just now. I won't make that big decision now. I'll be saved, but later on. The old hymn writer put it, give me just a little longer, for the world looks now so bright. It doesn't look very bright today, but that's the way it did in the day when the hymn writer wrote, give me just a little longer, for the world looks now so bright. When I feel that I am dying, I'll be saved, but not tonight. Yeah? Yes, not tonight. Not just now. Later. Later. Whatever the reason is, whether the world looks bright or dull, there are dozens and dozens of reasons that will come up in the mind of the one who needs to be saved. And everyone needs to be saved that is not already saved now by the grace of God. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by His mercy, according to His mercy, He hath saved us. Yes, salvation is a free gift, and whosoever will may have it now. He may trust the Savior right now, and know that He's passed from death to life, know that He's saved, His soul is saved for time and for eternity. This, your Bible and mine, tells us very clearly. And so here, God says He's going to put a division between His people Israel and the people of Egypt. And the plague will not be on the land of Goshen where the Israelites are, but it will be on the land that's occupied by the Egyptians, the one who are the captors of the children of Israel, the one to whom the children of Israel were slaves. And it worked without remuneration, and they were at hard bondage. But the Lord said a great word here. He said He was going to put that division between His people, the children of Israel, and the people of Egypt. And He says, to the end, to the end, this is going to be done. To the end, or to the purpose, or for the accomplishment of knowledge, that Pharaoh and his people might be convinced before it's too late, before judgment falls upon them, that they could be convinced that they that thou mayest know, not a hope for, not a wish. No, my friends, God does things eternally, and it's no longer wishful thinking. It's no longer hoping to be saved. One can be saved and know it right now. These things write I unto the Epistle of John, says, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible is written so that you might know you're now a Christian, a real Christian, a born-again Christian. Know that there's a difference between you and the world of those who know not the Savior, the same as there was a great distinction between the children of Israel who were slaves and the people of Egypt that had them under their control and making them serve with rigor. Serve with hard bondage, that thou mayest know that I am, and he still is, the great I am of today. I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Oh, my friends, look at this majestic language, that ye may know. And what was the Bible written for? The Bible was written aforetime for our learning on whom the ends of the world of the age are come. And you and I are on the end of the age. If ever was people close to the end of this particular age, the day of grace, the church era, it's you and me. Never were the conditions like now. Never were people doing what they're doing now. On such a wide scale, worldwide, never. Never did men bring God down to their own level like they do today. Never were they saying, Jesus, 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 as if they were speaking to me or some other fellow human being. Isaiah said when he saw the vision, the holy creatures in glory in heaven above were crying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Three times over, Holy, Holy, Holy. Yes, he's still holy. God is still holy. The Lord Jesus Christ is still holy. And the Holy Spirit is still holy. That ye may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. He's not on the outside perimeter. He's not away above in the sky. Sure, he's there. Because he's omnipresent, he can be everywhere, but in a particular manner and for a particular purpose. I am the Lord, the one that's supreme, the one who's over all, the one who holds all things and controls all things by the word of his power, the one in whose hand the whole world lies, in his hand. Yes, I am the Lord in the midst of the earth, right in amongst all the human family. I am the Lord in the midst of all the earth. My friends, he's going to manifest very soon. According to your Bible and mine, he's going to manifest that tremendous power. I am the Lord, the one that's over all, the one who created the world, the earth, by the word of his power. He spake the worlds into existence. He holds them in their place. He hanged the earth on nothing. If you look through a powerful telescope, you'll see the stars are hung on nothing. They're in empty space. But what holds them in their place? The same word that created them by the word of his power out of nothing. His word holds them in their place, in their orbit. There's no collisions in the stars. I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. He is not far off. He is here. He does observe. He does see everything that transpires on the earth today, as well as in the days past, as well as the days to come. Concerning the antediluvian world before the flood, he said that their sin had come up before him. He knew all about what they were doing, how far they had gone away from God. They told Noah to build the ark. And only Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives escaped out of the whole population of the earth at that time when God shut the door of the ark. There was only 8 souls inside, with many creatures, creeping things, and fowls of the air. But God observed the people. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, he saw their corruption, and he would destroy that place because of their terrible, personal, physical corruption. Men and women corrupted themselves to such an extent that the God of heaven told Lot to take his and remove to a mountain. And while he lingered, we read, the angels, 2 of them, laid hold on the hands of Lot and his wife and of his 2 daughters and led them out of the city. And then fire and brimstone came down on the 2 cities and destroyed them all. God is still on the throne. The Lord Jesus Christ is still the Savior of mankind. The Holy Spirit is still here on earth to indwell the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of his soul. Oh, friend, are you saved now? Now. Thank thee, Father, for thy word. We thank thee, thou art God blessed forever. Thou art God over all and blessed forever. And whosoever will may come and take the greatest gift possible, the Savior of mankind. Take him as Savior and know they're saved for all eternity. May many do so today, for we pray, and commit ourselves and all our great nation and all of our great officials, the President and all in authority, into thy good hands, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.